Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. This is our 271st episode of the podcast. I hope you, your family, friends, and loved ones are all safe and doing well in this kind of crazy time we're living in. I'm sure a number of you have gone stir crazy or going stir crazy, being stuck at home or having your life kind of upended the way it is. I know for a lot of my friends, they've spent some time binge watching, which is something that would happen before the pandemic happened. But a lot of my friends are now binge watching TV shows. And they've been asking me, like, do I binge watch TV? And do I binge watch this? And they don't even ask, have I seen a TV show? They literally ask, have I binge watched a TV show? And it's an interesting notion because I think, you know, we've changed the way we consume media and video and entertainment. And along that goes, you know, photography. We consume photography so much differently now than we did, say, even 10 years ago or 15 years ago with the way we're inundated through social media, online components, all sorts of different ways that we actually see photographs is so different than how we would have experienced it years ago. And so this shift in our approach to seeing, our shift in our approach of how we consume media is something that has kind of gotten interesting to me, particularly around this notion of binge watching. So Lori and I, of course, like everybody else, sit at home and we watch movies and we watch TV shows and we've got Netflix and all the different things you can subscribe to watch. But Lori and I, neither one of us are really binge watchers for the most part. I mean, I think there are times we probably watched a number of episodes consecutively, but we wouldn't sit down and we just don't sit down and watch kind of end to end an entire season, much less an entire show. We always have a number of different things that we're watching. We see a little of this, we see that. We might watch a comedy. We kind of intermix maybe a movie in there. But I do have friends who are very much kind of classic traditional binge watchers. They sit down and they watch an entire series from cradle to grave, nonstop, as fast as they can watch it. And they, one of the things I've always kind of found fascinating about that is, to me, part of the visual way we see, visual way we understand images, the visual way we understand information, is we need to have a break in that continuity of what we see. It's analogous to a palate cleanse when we're actually eating. If all you did was eat the exact same food and you never got to deviate from that food, your sense and heightened awareness, no matter how much you loved that food to start, would be diminished. Even if you couldn't pick up, I mean, I'm talking like you can't have a glass of water, you can't have anything to drink. If you just started eating popcorn and that's all you ate, and for days and days and hours you consume popcorn with nothing else to eat, nothing else to drink, the ability to sense the subtle nuance of that popcorn that you so loved when it started out would be gone. You would have become desensitized in many ways to what was the great experience you were having eating that popcorn. I think that's one of the reasons why when we're out dining and we get these small little palate cleansers or we're given a flighted meal, it makes the food so much more enjoyable because we eat something and then our palates are forced to experience something completely different. And I'm not saying that the storytelling of a TV series or something doesn't change. Obviously, the characters are introduced, they try different things, they do different things. But for the most part, we can plot arc most stories of most episodes of most TV shows into a given structure. So once we recognize that pattern and structure, there's a lot of reasons we might enjoy that TV show or enjoy that experience. But for some reason, I think we have sort of a diminished quality to that. So I've oftentimes wondered if we're going to, say, binge watch a TV show, if we binge watch two or three at the same time, which will, of course, take three times longer to watch them all. But do we get a better experience? Do we get a better sense of the story and the narrative and the appreciation of that when we get that little bit of palate cleanse that happens as we shift between different series? The reason this has gotten to be interesting to me is, like I said, I have so many friends who are currently binge watching TV shows, and I've wondered how much of that impacts their experience. And then that translates for me into, how do I consume my own photography? How do I consume the photography of others? And does that binge level blow through of social media or my own library catalog or my own set of negatives on a light table, how do I see those? How do I approach those such that I don't suffer from this fatigue of similarity, this fatigue of consistency of storytelling? Because if I'm in a certain mindset, I'm in a certain mind frame that's been created by looking at the first 20, 30 images, and then I binge across 1,000 images, what does that do? When I look at Instagram, which is algorithmically programmed so that I click on the ads in Instagram, not necessarily the images that are in my feed. I mean, any given point you're seeing maybe, maybe as an Instagram poster, 5% of your feed is getting to see your photographs. And so just within that realm, we're so limited in what we see because of the way we're being targeted for advertising and with the algorithms behind that, that our own consumption of photography is skewed in that regard. That skewing impacts how we see photographs, how we act with photographs, how we interact with photographs. And if a certain time of day, a certain day of the week, you oftentimes come in and look at photographs, what would happen if you shifted that relationship? What if you changed the time of day you came in? Would you see, in fact, different photographs? Not only would you see different photographs, would you respond to photographs differently? So much of how we appreciate and understand photographs is driven by the context by which we are in our psychology and in our emotional state and in our physical well-being. How do we feel when we enter the space to look and judge at a photograph? I know if you sit down to edit your own work and you've got a splitting headache or you're not feeling well or you're tired and exhausted, the level of attention to detail, the appreciation of the quality of your own images will be significantly altered than if you step in with a positive attitude and a positive approach. As we think about sitting down and working through images, looking at a lot of images, I think the other thing that that palette cleansing notation indicates would be, rather than looking at all of the images from, say, a particular photo shoot, does it help to look at images across multiple days, multiple genres, multiple subject matters, as you're trying to figure out what works and doesn't work within a certain quality bar for your photographs? Let's say you did a photo project of your family, so life at home in the modern era. So you did that work and you had a couple hundred photographs you were going to go through, and you're going through and you're struggling to really narrow that down and figure out which photographs are the ones you want to work on, you want to keep, you want to edit into this little photo book you're going to make. And you get it narrowed down, and then you look away. You go work on something else, some other different project. You go paint the front door. You then come back and look at that work. You're all of a sudden aware of new things. You're seeing things in a different way because you've got now a different set of stimulus to look at the photograph and to appreciate the photograph. We see this when we're looking at color photography at even a microscopic level. When we, in this case, using the analogy, binge a photograph, when we spend all our time staring at one part of a photograph and we don't allow our eyes to consume other areas of that same image, we end up having a experience of being desensitized to the existing colors and tones within the image. Part of the way our visual IQ works and the way our eye works and our brain consumes it, subtle nuanced information of color and tone and value and hue, is that it goes in and it needs to actually have comparative values to associate that with. It suffers from a notion of fatigue. So if we look at the exact same color for an extended period of time, we lose the ability to subtly detect the nuance within those colors, within that image. So part of looking at a photograph, part of experiencing the totality of a photograph, is making sure your eyes are in motion around that photograph as you're kind of giving a palate cleanse and a refresh, so that when you do come back to a color, a spot in a photograph, an area of the photograph, you're seeing it again with fresh eyes, so to speak. I think a lot of when we look at our photographs, that's one of the things we have to be able to do. We have to be able to come in with that fresh eye approach, which is why this notion of sitting down and binging everything in one color palette, one method of storytelling, one sensibility of who the characters are, I think could be a difficult challenge for us to get our best work out there, to get our best foot forward. Because we're in some ways blinded by that notion of what really is good and what is just something we've slid into is accepting as good. It's why I think so many times when people say, oh, I couldn't believe it, I went back and looked at photographs I shot 2 years ago and I couldn't believe how cool some of those photographs were that I missed the first time. Well, part of that's detachment, part of that's scene, part of that's growth as a photographer. There's a lot of reasons for that. But I think also a lot of that is because we were so visually exhausted from looking at the exact same set of images over and over again, we missed out on some of the interesting aspects of it. So if you're thinking about an approach or a shift to your workflow that you could take out of some of the lessons you're getting from how you consume other media, stepping back from the notion of having to see and consume it all at once, all back to back without interruption is a fine way of consuming, but there is a cost to that. There is a price we pay to that. We may not appreciate things. We may not process as much. It's one of the things that even in psychology, they tell you that binge watching will completely affect your dream state because your brain doesn't have any other universe to basically process out of. And so we need that snap of something else to even help our brain process moving memories from short term to long term in our as we sleep at night. There's all sorts of reasons why this palate cleanse seems to have an impact on us. I think it'd be worth something experiencing, like I said, in your workflow if you're trying to find some new way and new psychology for approaching that. I know for me, as I've gone back through, you know, trying to get cleaned up, actually trying to follow all of my own rules as well for telling people how to be organized in their digital assets, I have found a lot of cool photographs that I have started to print and work on that I had missed before. Like I said, I think part of that's time, but I think also part of it is because I'm going through the whole catalog, because I'm going through looking at all of the organization, all of the different things, and thinking about photographs differently because of the organizational systems I'm putting in place now. That approach, that sense of everything is new, everything's got a sense of freshness to it, that I'm able to kind of think about the photographs differently. So I think that would be something maybe for you to consider and try as you're looking at your own work, as you're thinking about a project, is work on the project. And then, like I said, even if it's go paint the front door, great. But if not, you still want to stay consumed because you're in the headspace to working on your photography. Maybe every 30 minutes or so, bounce out and look at a couple of other photographs. Maybe it's just grab a look at a photo book from your bookshelf. Just set that next to you and flip through those photographs. Just let that shift in your brain happen, have that clarity in your brain happen that lets you reapproach and reengage in a new, interesting way. So hopefully that's something for you to consider, not only for your photography, but maybe the way you watch TV as well, that as we approach things, how do we make sure things stay fresh and that we actually get to experience the true flavor of the thing we're consuming, that we don't desensitize ourselves, that we don't inadvertently crush our palate by just hammering on it over and over again with the same flavor. We let it experience that explosion of all the flavors that are available. I hope you and your family stay safe and sound. I hope that you get a chance to do creative things and make sure you stay engaged with that somehow. Even if that staying engaged is to sit on the couch and not stay engaged, just whatever you kind of need to give yourself at this time. Don't forget, you can always find us up on any of the podcast platforms or channels. We appreciate you subscribing. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you all the things that you send me feedback on for topics and questions. I really love to know that you guys are engaged and appreciating the podcast. So thank you so much for all those comments. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.